טוב, שלום וברכה. אנחנו עכשיו מתחילים את השיעור שלנו.
All right, hi guys, we're starting our lesson now. So it's preparation for the lesson. So before we enter the lesson, let's just pay attention to a few things. So throughout the lesson, everyone will be in mute. When we ask a question, put the question mark beforehand. Of course, check in the tent that everyone can hear you. And then afterwards, put up the question mark after I ask the question mark. So the first thing, the question mark should go away by itself. And aside from that, it's very important that we put the mute back on. If I have an additional question between question and question, very important that I go into mute. And secondly, we have this galaxy, and we're gradually building it so that these problems will slowly go away. So each one at the end of the lesson go into a galaxy, and it's exactly the same link, except at the end without the word user. And there, this is galaxy.cli.one. Enter there, and there is this Google button. This is what I do to go through that Google account and to register there. And that's how I finish this whole process of registration. This is what we need to do in addition. Pay attention before we do this registration process. Close all the Galaxy windows. So I have a very goal-oriented lesson and good luck.
Who's managing the lesson?
Info, woman.
Info, women. Who's managing the lesson?
En?
Sigal?
No one.
Erev tov lekulam.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, Raf. Thank you for the lesson.
Hello, hello.
We're entering a lesson with a topic of the role of a woman. And we're going to read excerpts from the sources. We're going to have a workshop, and we have a few questions we collected in advance, like Rav asked us in the last lesson. So good luck to everyone, and thank you.
Right, so let's go with what you prepared. The excerpts, please, reader.
Excerpt number one, from Zohar for All. Hear, daughter, and see, and lend your ear, for the door to everything is in you. I have given it to you to lead. I've given it to you to lead the world.
This is from the Zohar. And what is it talking about? It turns to any woman saying that the Creator says that you have to listen to me because then the correction of the world depends on women. That only through you can I reach them, the rest of the world, meaning. And also, they who are calling out to me, turning to me, all of their prayers, pleas, requests, they pass through you, the general Malchut. And what does he say? I have put everything in your hands in order to govern the world. Because through this point called Malchut, the point of the woman and the spiritual partsuf of the soul and the general Kli, that through this point, all of our deficiencies are raised, all of our requests upwards to the Creator and back through that point of Malchut, through the woman of the spiritual system, female system, we receive the Creator's response in return. meaning it all depends on the Malchut, all depends on women, and women control the world, like it is in our world. Eventually this is what we see, that the man, he just brings everything he makes to the woman, and she arranges the home and raises the next generation and gives birth to the next generation and prepares them, and everything passes through her, through the woman. And so we have to all the time strengthen the female part of Bnei Baruch as much as we can all the time. To try and help them do everything they want, so long that they, or in order for them to succeed in the building and the structure of our spiritual society. Questions? You can ask whatever you wish. Women, please. In the meantime, they're not turning on their question mark. Maybe they don't know. Ah, there are. Info. W info.
From Tel Aviv, the question is such, what must we do in order to manage as one woman in the group and in the world, Kli?
That's the only thing that you have to do. To connect, that's it. In order to do what we just heard, that all the prayers of people, men, and everyone in general, rise through the woman, the entire prayer of the world rises through this mechanism called woman to the Creator, and the entire world receives back an answer, a response from the Creator through that mechanism called woman. So what is there left to do? Only to connect the women in order to turn to the Creator through them and receive from the Creator through them. That's it. Malchut, that's the main thing. Ketel, that's the Creator, so what can we do? How can we bestow? But down below, it's Malchut, it's in our hands, it's us. Meaning that we have to arrange women so much so and connect them together so that the intensity of the connection, the force of the connection, will be such that in our prayer we'll be able to reach the Creator, and this way to cause the correction of the world. And you see how needy of it the world is. From day to day we discover that the world's changing seriously. It's not something that comes and goes, but that now we more and more see how the changes that we're going through are serious, essential, new, that there were none like them in the world, but that really it will cause the realization, the actualization of the last generation and of Bnei Baruch as the leaders of the spiritual correction of the world. This is our time. And we know about this, and we talk about this to everyone. We're really in the first row with those that are headed toward the general correction of reality. So I'm really happy that we have good, trustworthy women, and we only have to further connect and unite among us and reach the correct realization of things. Please.
Next question. That's something that's so sent in advance. What can we as women need to ask from the Creator? What is that exact prayer for the correction of the world?
The only thing that we're missing or lacking is our connection. That's it. Besides that, we have everything. In our connection, first of all, we have to give up our ego in order to come closer to each other. So much so that we have to connect between us. In order to do that, we have to activate, put into action the force of love. And so we have to ask for the force of love from above and for it to dwell among us. And according to the state of our connection, all of us will become like the Creator. By that, we'll feel that He is among us. The more we close the connection between us and the Creator is there, inside there, then I start feeling that I'm together with Him. And then we achieve an eternal, whole and complete life, the end of correction of the entire creation, a life that what we call heaven on earth, and we elevate ourselves by that from the level of this world and keep ascending through spiritual degrees. That's it. We say goodbye to this entire lowly, ignoble reality, incomplete reality, and we start ascending to the next stage.
Yes. An extra question we got. How does the women's group can renew every moment the intention in thought and in action in order to rise above the ego?
This is what we have to do. So that if in every given moment, men and women, we think about our advancement, then there is no other advancement besides all the time to aspire for an ever-growing connection. And then we will feel that we are already climbing higher and higher on the steps toward the whole and complete connection called the end of correction.
Rav, you said these words to close the connection between us in order to reveal there the Creator. Can you expand on this?
Because the Creator is revealed according to the intensity of our connection. The more tightly we lock ourselves together in a way that barely there's any empty space between us, then accordingly I feel that where there's no place, this is where the Creator is revealed.
Before we continue with the questions, I want to invite all the friends that are watching in Israel and all over the world. We're collecting all these questions and trying to raise them. An extra question that we got, how do we bring to the world this warmth and the confidence that we have between us in the group? How do we bring this hope to humanity and show them that only good can come out in the new state?
I think that, first of all, we have to feel that we have a connection. We have to tell everyone as much as possible about the opportunity of this connection. We have to make sure that in our specific 10, for example, that this will be the place of the connection of the entire world. And the more we publicize our goal and the knowledge of what we're doing and our connection, the stronger we'll become, and we will be able to reveal the Creator in a more essential, powerful, targeted manner. This is what we have to do. Men too. So, also on part of men too. Ah, we have a question from Brazil. I hope we'll have translation. Please. Brazil.
Aloha. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I would like to understand how can we maintain and sustain our faith, our emunah, and our simcha on these hard days that we are facing. And if women can talk during the workshops, if we can talk about our feelings, and how can we deal with the feelings of our friends? Maybe they are feeling bad, that we do not put down all our 10, that at the end of the workshop we can be stronger, even letting the friends talking about the bad feelings.
Look,
first of all, we have to understand that this is how we are now advancing toward the correction. And this is an extended process. And this is a very serious process. It is a spiritual process. Spiritual meaning what? That it is intended in order to change our nature. And along with the change in our nature, that we will start seeing where we really are. The states that we're in, the distances, the worlds, and therefore, we have no choice but that we will really take this seriously. This process is a lengthy, relatively lengthy process, but for sure it'll take several years. And it's not that tomorrow, that's it, we're done with this virus, we forget about it, and as if there was like this flu. No. It's something completely different. You can believe or not believe what I'm saying, but you should know that this is how it is, and what I'm saying is from what I see. And therefore, we have to equip ourselves with patience through the good and nice relations between us. The more we connect, the more easily, nicely, without any problems and diseases, we will be able to go through these things without any bad states. Nothing bad will happen to us if we, between us, will all the time want to connect. If every time we will see that in the increasing connection, we will see our remedy. The more we connect, the more we join, the more we come together and unite in a stronger compression at heart and thoughts, the more we chase away, push away anything harmful. We'll do it together, and all of you will see that compared with the rest of the world, and God forbid I'm not wishing the world anything bad, but we, in this for sure, will be kept from any evil. A question from Moscow 1.
Do
you hear us?
Yep.
Hi, Rav. I have such a question. How to understand these two states or feelings when I see that around me as if it's already, I'm sick of it, I'm tired of seeing all this, I want for all this to end already, for everything that's happening, but inside of this feeling of joy and happiness, how to deal with these two opposing feelings? What's their purpose?
Replace both for a third feeling, that you are following what the Creator shows you in connecting with everyone. You have a group, the world Kli, you're connected there to all the women and even men, and with them, all of them together, you're headed toward a state where in our connection, we will soon discover that we are as if in a higher world. You'll feel it in a completely different reality. You'll feel that there's no corona or no corona or this world or not, but that you exist in a whole, complete, and eternal world. Soon you will feel that your thoughts and desires are changing the way that you look at things. You will start seeing a reality that is transparent. And in this reality, you see forces, new things. Only patience, and the main thing is not to disregard the opportunity of being connected with everyone, meaning the entire Bnei Baruch. Italy!
Allora, la domanda è: possiamo considerare il Covid un virus sociale?
Rav, can we increase? Can we define Corona as this social virus?
Yes. The Corona is a social virus because it is pushing us toward connection. I see it as a remedy and not as a disease. Just like we have learned more than once, we studied that little article by Rabash, where it says that it is not a corruption, it is not a disease, but I'm actually sending you a remedy, and that it seems to you that it is a disease. A disease never comes from the Creator. It's only in order to cure your ego for you to be healthier. Caucas.
Hi, Rav. Friend from a question from a friend. We are approaching Passover, and all the confusions that now we need to arrange everything anew in the world. How should we aim ourselves correctly for coming out of Egypt?
This is what we say all the time. Dear young lady, we're talking about it all the time, only through connection. That's all there is. Only through connection can we prepare ourselves for coming out of Egypt. Coming out of our ego is called coming out of Egypt. Entering the will to bestow the love, entering love of others is called entering the next world. And really, then everything changes. These aren't just words, but everything changes.
Thank you very much.
Let's read on.
Excerpt 2 from Sfat Emet, the portion of Pinhas. It is written about Adam. He created two creations. This means that man has the power to extend illumination from the next world. He is the power that draws the soul from the upper world, while the power of the woman is to complete the correction of the action in this world.
Yeah, it's from the Book of Zohar. It's from Sfat Emet, but really, this what it says, that a person, it says that he is included of two, man and woman. The man is the force that draws from above everything there is, receiving from the Creator. And the force of the male, of the man, brings the soul down from heaven into the man, into man. But the force of the woman takes care of the correction of the soul that's in man in this world. And therefore, what follows is that the male part has completed its work and everything. And now we are under the female force. And the female force, this female force has to help us correct the soul. That then, with it, we will achieve adhesion with the Creator, or to identify with Him. And therefore, now is the time for women. And I really hope that despite all the problems, as if problems that we have in this world, you have to see that these are not problems, that it is all organized and calculated down to the last detail, that these are not disturbances, but that this is mere help in order for us to get correctly organized and to turn to the women, that it's precisely women that turn to the Creator in their prayer in order to correct the general soul, the common soul. So again, like it says in the verse, that men, they draw the neshama, the soul, and women correct the neshama, the soul, in this world. And therefore now is the time of women. Yes, info.
This prayer, what's included in this prayer of the women? Does it include really to hear all of the lessons? Where to invest our strength in dissemination in the 10? How do we express this prayer? How does it come in the thought? In what manners? How? I don't even know how to say it. It's simply in everything. The soul is the woman that's within a person, the female part. And therefore, also externally, everything spins around the woman. A person, a man, is only there in order to bring the forces. But the corrections are done by the woman, the house. Where is everyone right now? At home, in the house, and throughout the whole world. This is the time of the woman. Around the woman, everything spins. I don't even know what's there to explain here because it's so clear.
When you say that everything spins around women, does it demand of us women being more tightly connected to the lessons? They're very intensive with all the preparations and everything. It's like one big congress that we're in, because a prayer, maybe it sounds like something a bit passive.
There's nothing more important than prayer. There's no action that's more important and more practical more than the prayer. But rather, it's simply you guys maybe don't even understand that only through the prayer do we attain everything. We have a lot of materials on the power of the prayer. It's worth reading it and diving into it in order to know that we attain everything only through the prayer. We ourselves cannot create anything, cannot do anything, except that we form our request to the Creator, and the Creator does everything. But the request to the Creator is called the prayer. So simply, we need once and for all to cut away all of this misunderstanding of what the prayer is, and to understand that this is the action. This is the action that we need to do to activate. Poland.
Добрый день, Рав.
Good day, Rav. My question is, assuming that women are investing all that they have in connection dissemination, can we come out of Egypt this Passover? What do you think?
Even tonight, in the evening, we can come out of Egypt. It all depends on the measure of our connection, only on that. Mak.
Mak, please.
Здравствуйте, Рав. У нас вопрос есть от Татьяны.
Hello, Rav.
Она спрашивает.
Татьяна is asking.
Вирус как программа, которая перепрограммирует человека на добро.
Will the virus affect everyone as a program that will reprogram people for the better?
All the changes that we feel, they're all for the better. They're all in the right direction in order to identify with the Creator. This is, and this what appears to us as bad in all these changes, this is because we are egoists. But if we go towards the connection between us, then all of these changes that we feel as bad, we will feel them as good.
Latin one.
Latin one.
Latin one. No.
Well.
Latin one.
Latin one. Something's happening with them. I don't know. They don't understand that I'm asking them. No. Okay.
Hello, Rav. Can you hear us?
Yes, we already hear you for quite a while.
Again.
Yes.
Yes. Sí.
No. ¿Me escuchan?
Sí.
Yes.
Sí. I don't know. Buenas. ¿Me escuchan?
Tof. Gamarno itam.
Okay. We're done with them. They need to know how to connect. Chile?
Chile.
Chile. Please.
Chile, please. Lo shomim.
We don't hear.
Chile.
Amiga,
¿qué? 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 ¿Qué?
¿Qué? I don't know what she's saying. I don't hear anything.
So a friend from Latin 1 wants to ask again.
No.
Well,
lo.
¿Se escucha? ¿Se escucha?
Inge, me lo pudiste preguntar. Ya no. Tienes que volver a poner el signo de question porque te preguntaron.
Ya, lo que pasa es que ya ahora lo voy a colocar de nuevo. Ahora sí, ¿cierto? Ya.
Tof.
I don't know what it depends on, but before And afterwards, I don't know when, but to arrange the connection, they will know how to answer, how to ask, which button to press. It cannot be that this is how it will remain. It's already a few times I bumped into this, that the women from Latin America are incapable of speaking. What is this?
PT 10.
PT 10. PT 10.
Hello, Rav. First of all, I'd like to tell you that I feel we're on the internet, but I feel that all the friends are with me. It's something that I didn't feel in the past, but I write a post. Everyone's looking for how to comment on it, like, respond, and I do the same, so I really feel everyone. Now, my question is, something changed in the way that we work. If in the past, the work in the tent was the main thing, then I feel that now we're like in a marathon of dissemination, like all of humanity is waiting for us. And the 10, it became something like, that you stop in the pits to drink water and keep on going. Something changed between, they like exchanged places or something, dissemination and work in the 10.
You need to, together, out of the 10 as much as possible, to do wide dissemination as much as possible. First of all, within the country, and afterwards, to the whole world. And after, and again, I'm saying specifically according to the essence, the quantity, the success of, according to the amount of dissemination, we will succeed with our work with the Creator, only in that.
Can I ask another question? I feel that the more dissemination, the more intensive it's becoming, that we're really working in dissemination, 10, 12, 14 hours a day working in dissemination, the more intensive it's becoming, I feel the entire nation as if I have another 8 million children. So on the one hand, I really feel care and concern for our nation. On the other hand, the process of the revelation of evil, the scrutinies, the rejection, it's really accelerating and it's working in parallel. So what is this thing?
Great. We give them a connection with our site, with all the materials. And so in this way, they will develop. Not to hold back anything, for everything to be revealed. Don't worry. They will find all these things correctly. Let the Creator have space to work with them. PT3.
Shomim?
Ken.
Rav...
Rob, yesterday and the day before, I heard you saying that the correction is general and no longer particular. And a friend said that you've been saying this for years, and I heard this only yesterday after 11 years.
What's the question?
So I'd like to know if you can expand on it, on what does it mean? Because right now, for example...
Lady, I heard. I want to answer you. I want to answer. Just be a little bit more, to the point. We are in a process that is called Gemar Tikkun, end of correction. We are going towards what is called the last generation, in which everyone is connecting together. And therefore, this is the state that is happening right now. I've been talking about this already for a long, long time. I don't know how it could be that you didn't hear, because I know you also for many years. Well, it happens. Okay. So it's despite that you hear, but you don't hear. You see what you don't see. So what I'm asking, ask your friends, enter all of the places, wherever we're speaking, wherever it's talking about the last generation, about connection, the purpose of creation, and see how accordingly we're already in such states, we're already in practice, we're being prepared and aim to the connection between us. So we'll reveal the connection between us, and within the connection we'll reveal the upper force. The state is called the last generation. This is us. And the state that we'll feel, this is called the upper world. And the correct state of the upper world is called Gan Eden, heaven. Gan is called Malchut, which rises to the Chokhmah, which is called Eden, paradise. This is the state we need to reach. Good luck to us. Bogota.
Hola, Rab. Por medio de la plegaria unificada.
Hello, Rab.
Que nos acabas de decir.
The forces you just explained about, will we be able to reveal them through our common prayer, the prayer of many?
Yes, of course. Only in the prayer of many. But it's not that we reveal it in the prayer of many. In the prayer of many, we turn to the Creator. And the Creator already, in return, brings us what we need. You also don't have anything else to ask. Italy.
Buonasera, Rav.
Buonas.
Mi sentite? Mi sentite? Ok. Volevo chiedere se la correzione e la guarigione dal virus dipendono principalmente dalla nostra connessione o anche da quante persone riusciamo a contagiare positivamente con la divulgazione. Grazie.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask whether the cure and correction of the virus depends on our connection, or does it also depend on the number of people that we will be able to infect with our dissemination?
Both this and that. Towards the Creator, it depends how much we're connected between us in the group, and it will arise a request to Him for advancement, but this request cannot be a strong, correct one if we don't disseminate the knowledge of the correction, of the entire correction to the world. Otherwise, why are we turning to the Creator for Him to be revealed to us, for us to have it good? This is egoistic. He will not answer this. The Creator enjoys us and answers our prayer only on the condition that we're asking for others, that we're turning to the others and asking from them, receive from them their deficiency, also to advance, and their deficiency is what we raise to the Creator. This is what the Creator answers, not on our deficiency that we want to rise, but on the deficiency of those that we want to rise with us from below. And this is what He answers. So if our prayers are not egoistic, then we will merit an answer from above.
Argentina.
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 Hola, Rav. Hola, amigas. Tengo una pregunta de una amiga.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. I have a question from a friend. How does a woman correct her soul?
A woman corrects the soul by, together with a few of her friends, she connects and does actions of dissemination. They do actions of dissemination, and when they do these actions of dissemination, they have a certain deficiency that she wants to disseminate, succeed more or less. These are deficiencies that she rises together with her deficiencies together. So it turns out in her appeal to the Creator, she has a deficiency of those that she is disseminating to, and also her deficiency or her group's deficiencies. These two deficiencies is what she raises to the Creator, and then the Creator answers them, and then she will be able to bring it towards dissemination. This is how we learn that we can request and ask and correct our soul. Maybe I can already draw it out for you guys. Let's say this is us here. We pass it to the people. Here I'll try. And here we this is where we are by ourselves. This is us. Or Bnei Baruch. And here is the Creator. So then we need to, first of all, to turn to dissemination, to the people. This is the first thing. To receive from them their deficiency. I'm writing one with a question mark. This is number two. And then to raise their deficiency together with ours together to the Creator. This is number three. This is how it works. So then what I receive from the Creator. This is number four. So then by this we're filled up, and then we can also bring it in return to them. Number five. I drew this many, many times with a lot of explanations. You can find this in all sorts of our materials. Clear? Info.
We received the following question. How to awaken the prayer in the heart if it's forgotten every time? How do we reinstall it in our hearts?
It says only... It's not worthwhile. What we forget, we forget. I don't need to care about what I forgot. I only need to care that I will have new questions all the time. And this is all only due to dissemination.
Another question we got is how to work now in the tens while all the women are really busy now and preparing the house and everything. To connect to the workshops during the day and this and that, and also take care of the children and disseminate.
You can find time. I don't have time. I don't divide it. But I know that it's possible to do everything, specifically with all the children at home and maybe even the husband at home. You can arrange the things such that they will do everything that they need to do. And as a woman, as a mother, she'll also have time for her spiritual development. What is there?
WNA1.
Hello, Rob. Hello, friends. Last night.
Hello, friends.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Rob.
Yes. Yes.
You can hear me? Okay, yeah, so in society, Christians, the Holy Trinity, they have a definition of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in last night's lesson, you gave a really good explanation that it really is just the Creator and the backside of the Creator, Pharaoh, and Moses. And so and it's really just two, because it's just the Creator and Pharaoh is teaching Moses. And so how do we explain this to a big portion of humanity that are Christians and believe in this Holy Trinity, the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit? How do we explain that there really is just two parts? How do we explain this to people?
I understood. That's enough. You don't need. How many times could you repeat this? I cannot explain this in this framework of questions and answers right now. She needs to enter our website, start to read little by little our materials, starting from those for beginners, and then more and more. And then she by herself, as much as she understands, she can bring this to others. And more than this, I cannot recommend it. I cannot. Brazil.
Brazil.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, Raverot. A minha pergunta é sobre...
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. My question is...
Tem falado muito nas aulas sobre a nova vida.
You talked about...
Eu me encontro muito preocupada com isso. E eu gostaria, se você pudesse, nos dar uma orientação para nós mulheres do como realmente a gente poderia estar atuando de uma forma melhor para preparar para essa nova vida. É isso, obrigada.
The question is in relation to the life after the coronavirus. How can women do what they need to do in order to prepare themselves for the post-corona era?
Afterwards, we'll already be different. I am not just, pointing to this coronavirus that we have now, but in general, this whole period that we're entered now, it's a very special period that came in order to correct us, to change us. We will reach such a state that we will be different people in which the hearts will open, that will connect between us, that we will be good towards each other. We will not compete with one another. This will be a new humanity, new people. You will see to what extent it will happen. This coronavirus, it's not going away from, just today or tomorrow. Even before a month, I already said that this will take time. And I said back then that it seems to me that it's at least half a year. And it seems to me that it's a lot more serious and it could take even a few years. It will not leave us until we will change. There will be sometimes maybe these peaks or more or less, but it will not leave us. We will need to change. Everything depends on your dissemination. To what extent that you, the women, are capable of changing the world, which only the female force can do this. Then accordingly, to the extent that you're able to change the world, accordingly, we will have the good future. And it will come quickly to us. And I really hope that it will be like this. And it seems to me that we're advancing well towards this. It all depends on your dissemination. Therefore, again and again, I'm saying dissemination, that you together are taking all these different forms of our dissemination and throw them in all the directions and the internet, everywhere, as much as possible. By this depends our future. And for it to happen as quickly as possible in a smooth way. Argentina.
Argentina.
Shalom, Rab. Desde que comenzó el tema del coronavirus, en nuestra decena se han ido...
Since the coronavirus began, three women from our 10 left, and you're saying that this is time to unite and come together, but what happened here? The coronavirus, it seems that it's hurting our 10.
Well, why did they leave? What are they saying? Why did they leave?
Algunas amigas participan más que otras. Las que no participan dicen, por favor, frénense. Ya no.
Some of them are participating more. Those that aren't said, why participate? Those that participate a lot say, why are you leaving us? Come with us.
Okay. It always happens like this. When there's some kind of a change, and a part leave, and a part comes, and they specifically get stronger. So don't be sorry that they left. They'll be sorry themselves, those that leave. You'll see this yourself. You will advance between you and the connection and in dissemination, and you'll see that this is the medicine, specifically this. And this virus comes not in order to lower us, but in order to strengthen us and to raise us more and more. I am letting one last question only to Bulgaria. And by this, we'll conclude our lesson. Bulgaria?
Please, Bulgaria. Bulgaria. Ваш вопрос.
Your question?
רב, יש לנו הודעות מאינפו לקראת סוף השיעור.
בסדר. בולגריה. הם לא...
הם הורידו סימן שאלה.
טוב, אז אינפו.
אוקיי, so then אינפו.
Thank you very much, Rav, for this lesson, to all the friends that participated. We really wish everyone all the best. And we'd like to give a few announcements. It is possible to send mail to BB. If you can show the address on our screen, that would be really helpful. women.bb.committee@gmail.com. You can write us for anything. And women are invited to participate on Galaxy on the lessons on Passover. And you can write us your questions through the Galaxy, through the document. And thank you very much, Rob.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along Together we cannot be wrong.
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.
We cannot.